USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump signed an order Friday in Charlotte, North Carolina, aimed at expanding access to retirement plans for small businesses. Secretary of Labor Alexander Acosta was at the signing.
The president has asked the Department of Labor to consider expanding when employers, especially small and medium businesses, can band together to provide retirement plans.
It's an effort to allow retirees to stash away more money in their accounts for a longer period of time. Trade negotiations with Canada continue. Canadian Foreign Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland.
Canada will only sign a deal which is a good deal for Canada. We are very, very clear about that. The Prime Minister has said that on a number of occasions, including this week.
The U.S. and Canada missed a Friday deadline imposed by the Trump administration to revamp NAFTA, but agreed to extend talks rather than rip up the quarter-century-old treaty. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
President Donald Trump is denouncing a federal court ruling that found North Carolina Republican lawmakers went too far in creating voting districts to preserve GOP-held seats, and they may have to be redrawn.
It's very unfair. You have an election in a little more than 60 days, and they change the district on you, and you've already won primaries. How does that work? The court system, okay.
Trump addressed the redistricting issue during a fundraising appearance in Charlotte, North Carolina, for a pair of GOP congressional candidates. New Mexico State Police Chief Pete Casetas says a blown left front tire on a semi-truck led to Thursday's deadly crash between that truck and a commercial bus.
The tread separated from what's called the case. Why that happened, we don't know. The investigation might be able to determine that, but we believe it was a tire failure.
Once that tire blew, the semi crossed the median and hit the bus, carrying 48 passengers, killing 7. Another passenger later died. At least 2 people are suing the California-based trucking company, alleging negligence. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn-Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A Detroit church was packed Friday by people paying their respects to Aretha Franklin, the musical giant whose legacy was evident in several hours of tributes in song and speeches. One of those remembering Franklin was actress Cicely Tyson.
She spoke to us through her soul and everything she experienced. And that's why, no matter what she was singing, she moved every single person.
Music producer Clive Davis talked about signing Ms. Franklin in 1979 to his label. He said behind her God-given talent was the drive of a total perfectionist. Franklin died of pancreatic cancer 2 weeks ago at the age of 76. Praises heaped on John McCain at his memorial service at the U.S. Capitol's Grand Rotunda, where Speaker Paul Ryan called him one of the bravest souls our nation has ever produced and joked about the late senator's sometimes salty talk. Another speaker was Vice President Mike Pence.
In every generation, there are those who put country first, who prize service ahead of self, who summon idealism from a cynical age. John McCain was such a man.
McCain, a former Republican nominee for president and six-term senator from Arizona, died of brain cancer August 25th. Police in Philadelphia are looking for whoever stole $40,000 worth of insects and lizards from the Philadelphia Insectarium and Butterfly Pavilion. They took hissing cockroaches for some reason and hairy scorpions, bumblebee millipedes, leopard geckos, and lots of other insects and lizards, including a six-eyed sand spider, one of the most venomous in the world. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.